Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Drew Barrymore Show ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
With someone that we have all known and loved for many decades. You know her as Scary Spice. Yeah! I mean, just, you know, from that little best-selling female group of all time, the Spice Girls. There is so much to her story. But before she joins us, I made her a little love letter. So you and her, check it out.
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I want to be with the marvelous Mel B.
How are you?
After answering a magazine ad seeking young talent, Melanie from Leeds became Scary Spice of the Spice Girls, AKA the biggest girl group of all time. Mel and the Spice Girls have gone on to sell over 100 million records and have spiced up our lives for the last 30 years and counting. And when she's not setting records, judging America's Got Talent, or performing at Wembley Stadium, Mel B is a passionate and vocal activist. In 2022, she earned her MBE, a distinction awarded by the royal family, for her work to end domestic violence with UK charity Women's Aid. Mel bravely opens up about this deeply personal cause in her aptly named memoir, Brutally Honest. And in doing so, she is furthering her mission to empower generations of women and girls. Mel B, Scary Spice, or Melanie Brown, Most Excellent Order of the British Empire. It doesn't matter what you call her, because Mel B not only speaks for herself, but for all women. For weeks, we wrote you this love letter. We've been waiting for this. Aww. Like, everyone has read your book. It's just,
I'm so excited to be here.
So excited to be with you. What is that in your hand?
Well, I have to tell you, this is a gift from my mother. So my mother went into her storage of old school Spice Girl memorabilia, and she pulled this out. I've never even seen this before. I'm like, I want that. She went, no, you have to give this to Drew and tell her it's from me. So this is from Andrea, my mum.
Can I open it?
Yes!
Wait, and is it true that Andrea is who also found the ad?
Yes, she did, my mum. Yeah, my
mum. The ad that got you into the Spice Girls?
Yeah. But then, you know what happened? We got, there was four of us at that time and nobody wanted to sign us. We were doing all these showcases, singing our songs, and everyone was like, girl groups are never going to work. So we had to kind of beg for management and beg for record companies to sign us. Anyway, back to this. This is more important.
Oh, my God! I know this shirt so well!
From 1996. And my mum said, it may smell a bit musty, but it's been in storage since 1996.
I'm going to wear this with so much love. And, by the way, if you don't mind, we could exchange phone numbers and then I can send you pictures of me in it.
Yes, yes!
Oh, my God! And we could, like, talk. Because we have so much to discuss. In fact, we have so much to discuss here. We have some super fans in the audience, actually. Oh. And Rossi Ross.
Yeah. Hi. Oh. I know. Hi. You know this.
I love you, too.
I love you. Spice Girls was my first concert. I'm going to fight you for that baby tea, Drew. I am. So I'm not the only super fan here in the audience. We have a few who want to ask you some questions. Up first is Cindy. Hi, Cindy. Cute sweater. Hi.
Thank you. Hi, Ross.
Meet Mel B. Cindy.
Hi. Oh, my God.
We want to know, what was the last thing that you put on the Spice Girls group chat? We all want to know, right?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I want to know.
Yeah.
It would have been along the lines, I'm going to New York, what can I say about the reunion? And I got nothing back.
Because
don't say anything yet.
Is it a mum's the word?
Yeah, I mean, I love the Spice Girls. I am a Spice Girl. I'm very proud to be one of five. And I just want to yell it all the time. So I have to just calm down. I can't tell you exactly when something's going to happen, but it will soon. And that's going to get me in trouble.
Well, we're getting some stuff. And I have another super fan who has a question for you. This is Matthew. Hi, Matthew.
Hello.
Say hi to Mel B.
Just to say, Mel and Drew, you look incredible.
Oh, thank you, Matthew. Amazing. That's just so kind of you.
So my question is, obviously being from the UK myself.
I can recognise the accent.
What British food would you recommend that everyone here in the audience needs to try in their life?
Easy. Fish and chips and scraps.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I'm like pie and mash.
You're going to go, what are scraps?
Yeah, I was going to say, I know the fish and the chips.
It's the batter bit off the fish.
Oh,
so it's
like
proper just fat, but it's so crunchy and yummy. Yeah.
I have another question over here from Giovanni with a mustache.
Oh, hi.
I know.
Giovanni and I were talking during the break.
I know.
To warm up a little bit. My question to you is, out of all of your Spice Girl memories, which memory would you relive?
God, there's so many. Just being on stage at the Olympics, because that was just magical, and we were hanging on to those taxi cabs for our dear life.
Such a bucket list life moment.
Do you know who was in the audience of that performance? Ross Matthews was. I saw you.
Giovanni, thank you so much for that thoughtful question. And we're going to go to a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, I'm going to talk to Mel about her book, Brutally Honest. It is a very thoughtful conversation to have because we're going to talk about abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how else to say it other than to be able to empower ourselves. Mm-hmm. Through, and you have a list at the end of the book, which we're actually going to publish on all of our socials and put all the references that you did, because this list is a list that we want to ask ourselves, is anything on that list true to my life? And we're going to get into a conversation that I'm truly honored to have. We'll be right back.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Rakuten's Big Give Week is back with 15% cash back. It's a festival of savings at hundreds of stores, including Doc Martens, Ninja Kitchen, and Hotels.com. Prep for summer and save big on beauty, travel, electronics, and more. It's one of Rakuten's biggest cash back events, and it's on May 6th through May 13th. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cash back boost. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app today. That's Rakuten. Shoppers get it.
one and only Mel B. And I want to get right into your book, Brutally Honest, which
it is, brutally
it
honest.
Really is. Yeah. And it's a reissue because new chapters have been added. Mm-hmm. And you are someone who is so fierce and so strong and so cool. And so that moxie, that humor,
yeah,
that survival. So how did you even have the bravery to talk about this in the first place?
I mean, I was living a complete lie behind closed doors. So I was on America's Got Talent, all these great, exciting TV shows.
And you're a Spice Girl.
And yeah, I'm girl power. Yet, behind closed doors, it was a completely different story. And I just want it to be known that, you know, abuse can happen to anyone. And it predominantly happens to women. So I had to speak out about it. And plus, I wanted to make sense of what... How did I get here? How is my life been living... Have I lived like that for so long? And where is everyone? Where are my friends? Where are my family? So I wanted to kind of, like, a diary to myself so I wasn't going crazy. So I called my dear friend, Louise Gannon. She came over to LA and she was like, right, you know, I want you to write this book with me. And she was like, right, so where do we start? And I just completely clammed up because then I thought, oh, my God, I don't want to write this book. It's like dirty and tabooish, and it's a dark secret. And, you know, I'm patron of Women's Aid, so I deal and talk with a lot of survivors and I do a lot of campaigning. And my story is exactly like everybody else's story that's been abused. The person comes into your life like God's gift and you are completely love-bombed. You think, oh, my God, this is amazing. He's so special. He's so, like, protective and showers me with confidence and love and just adores me. And then once the love bombing kind of dies down, they start chipping away at your maybe your personality or what colour dress you're wearing or, you know, you book lunch with your friends and all of a sudden, oh, the lunch got cancelled because he's taking you out to dinner. So now the friend has just been ignored and then the friend gets ignored the next week and the next week and then the friend is completely out of the picture. Because they're slowly isolating you. Because when they isolate you, you've got nowhere to turn apart from to them.
There is a famous film. It's an old film. It's a classic with Ingrid Bergman called Gaslight.
Yeah.
Being gaslit is something that almost like gas itself, it's so slow.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't even smell it barely. Mm-hmm. You don't know what's happening until you basically pass out. What happens in that time is these strange little things, like you say, chipping away.
At your confidence, at your, like, say you put something down or you put your, I don't know, your watch or your ring, and then it'll be moved. And then you go to look at it and you go, I know I put my ring there. And your abuser will start making you feel like you're going crazy. No, you didn't. You left them. You put it in the fridge. Why would I put a ring in the fridge? Because you're going a bit crazy. They start manipulating you in really strategic ways. Oh, I left my car keys at the nail salon. I know I didn't leave my car keys at the nail salon, but he managed to put them at the nail salon. So now I feel like, oh, my God, I am irresponsible. So you start believing in what they're telling you. And this is somebody that you love, so why wouldn't you believe them? And
yes,
they abuse emotionally, physically, you know, financially.
Yep.
And before you know it, you are trapped and you can't tell anyone because you feel ashamed, embarrassed. And by the way, who are you going to tell? Because none of your friends are around, none of your family's around. And I can't just call them and say, I'm in a bad relationship. Because if I say that out loud, I have to admit that to myself, but I can't leave.
You also faced something where you didn't know how to face it anymore and you had a suicide attempt.
Yeah, so I was in the UK. And my, publicity was right up there. So the more press and the more attention I got, the worse the abuse got because he felt like he was losing control over me.
Yep.
And I just did not want to be there at all. And I took the pills, I realised what I did, and I'm like, you know what? No, I want to live. So I told him, look, I've done something really silly. And he said, so...
Okay, I just have to read through this list as someone who was so compelled by
it. So these 15 signs at the back of my book, Louise Gannon put them in front of me and she said, what do you think about that, Louise, who wrote the book with me? And I went, I tick every single one of those.
Tells you that you can never do anything right. Shows extreme jealousy of your friends and time spent away. Keeps you or discourages you from seeing family or friends.
That's the classic.
Insults or demeans or shames you with put-downs. Controls every penny spent in the household. Looks at you or acts in a way that scares you. Prevents you from making your own decisions. Prevents you from working or attending school. Pressures you to have sex when you don't want to or do things sexually that you're not comfortable with. Mm-hmm. Pressures you to use substances. When you are in fear, you are in a washing machine, and that is the definition of being gaslit, mm-hmm. or feeling like you do not understand what is happening around you. And it seems to me that a common behavior that comes out of any one of these is either, and I know you're a very rebellious person, and so am I. There are so many times where I fought back. You want to mm-hmm. go? I love yeah. drama. Let's do this. Over time...
That's the last thing you want to do.
You go internal, you clam up, you close down, and you yeah. suffer through it.
Yeah.
If I'm good, if I'm quiet, if I do everything to stay concrete still, this will pass me by.
Or he'll change, which is never going to happen.
When I so openly talk about abuse, you know, a right to reply is that the other person, my ex, has to be able to deny it. So, number one, he's never sued me for this book because it's not he said, she said. It's other people's stories that I've remembered, and it's in that book. Well, I didn't remember. They helped me remember and piece back my life together.
What was it that finally made you leave?
Oh, this is horrible.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What was it that finally made you leave?
Oh, this is horrible, really, because my dad was suffering from cancer, and my sister called me and she was like, he's definitely, you know, he's gonna pass. So I went to England, which at this point I hadn't seen my dad or my mum in about 8-9 years, because they'd been very discreetly, in plain sight, removed from my life. And he's dying, and I'm thinking, how did this happen? I moved my dad then to palliative care, but he was holding on. I'm like, what is it? And the nurses would come in each day and go, oh my God, he's here again, he's still there. What is it? Because they're holding on for something. And so I leant over to my dad and I said, listen, you can go now, because you know what? I'm going to get out and leave that monster. And he looked at me like this, like upright, took his last breath.
I think if it wasn't for my dad gave me that strength. I don't know if it wasn't for that situation, if I would have had the strength to get out. But my dad gave me that. And, yeah, God bless his soul.
God for your dad, thank God. Since you've put your story out there, which I find so important because it might help and save someone else,
millions of people. Because my story is all those other survivors' stories too that don't have a voice, that some of them haven't made it out. And so I need to speak about it more and more because I've lived it and it's happening to it happened to me.
And with each time you tell this story, it has the chance of saving other people.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely.
And that definitely. Is what is so incredible.
And you have to build yourself back up bit by bit by bit. You have to build your trust up within yourself
and your confidence.
Oh, it's hard. I mean, I had a lot of therapy, but talking about it was like reliving it time and time again. So then I tried a bit of alternative therapy, and then I spent a lot of time by myself, learning to really like myself, which was the hardest thing. And now I really love myself, if I can say that, yeah.
And I think... Oh, thank you.
It's every medal in the world deserves to be given to you, and to see you up there with that badge, that ribbon.
It was funny, actually, because Prince William was like, oh, where are the other Spice Girls? I was like, it's just me. He was like, who are you here with?
Looking, I guess, for another brown person or black person. I'm like, I'm with my mum. She's the white lady at the back with blonde hair and blue eyes. He's like, so why are you here? And I said, well, campaigning for domestic abuse. He's like, oh, tell me about that then. I must read your book. He was having this whole conversation with me, and then I get even more nervous, and I'm like, you've got a queue of people, you know, stick the badge on. Then I look down, Victoria's designed my dress, and she's put a slit there, and it's just boobs, and he's having to pin it on there, and I'm like, oh, thank you. But he was lovely, and I was the last batch of MBEs that the Queen, God bless her soul, actually signed off on. So she gave me my MBE.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Women are a force to be reckoned with, so don't let that happen.
In fact,
yes.
We have to have this. Yes. Thank you so much for this incredible book. You can get Mel's book, Brutally Honest, with the three brand new chapters everywhere books are sold. Thank you.
Thank you
for doing this with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And it's, yeah.
Well, as we always say, at the end of this show, we make it for you. But today is a very special episode for me because this is a subject that means so much to me. Thank you. We make this show for you, so take it with you.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Drew Barrymore Show podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.